It's an NRL round preview.
Here we go again.
Oh, yeah, round six. Just rattling through these weeks of footy, MG.
So are we officially a quarter of the way through the year?
Yeah, well, after this round.
Yeah. Wow, quarter, that's too quick.
Right, let's get stuck straight into it. Broncos, Panthers, depending on when you're listening to this, at time of recording, tomorrow night the round kicks off, 6 o'clock, Suncorp Stadium. Your coverage starts with us into NRL primetime, and then this game, the Broncos taking on the Panthers. The Broncos swinging the axe. We see a new-look Broncos, no Anthony Milford. So you've got Brody Croft and Tom Dearden in the halves. And Kevvy Walters on his home deck. Jeez, he'd be after a response.
Yeah, I know about all these coaches, you know, swinging the axe. Broncos and Tigers, who both had subpar games last week, they've dropped one player. You know, it's more than one player who makes mistakes. You've got to have a good look at the forwards who are getting repelled week in, week out. And as the Broncos, as far as the Broncos go, the only guy who can hold his head high is Payne Haas, who missed the first three games through suspension. So, yeah, look, I don't know whether he's wielded the axe or not. I think they really need a fullback that creates.
That's not Jermaine Asako for yours?
No, it's not him. He hasn't got a passing game. I think he's more of a winger or a centre. So that's why I wanted to see Milford at fullback, just to see how he'd go. Look, they come up against a Penrith team who are formidable at the moment. They've won 5 in a row on the back of 7 in a row last year before the grand final. So this team is purring, literally. Very hard to beat. Panthers, I think, by, I don't know, between 12 and 18 points.
Well, let's just hope they're well-behaved when they score tries.
Yeah. You know, because they're up themselves, apparently.
Like they tuck their jerseys into their shorts and they walk back to their starting positions and we hear no celebrations of any sort.
Yeah, so you can't have any emotion in rugby league anymore, apparently.
Just quickly on Jermaine Asako, I don't want to get bogged down here, but you don't think he's a fullback?
No, I
Is
don't.
Is he a 5'8"?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, because he can't be a centre or a winger for what they're paying him.
No, that's
true. What they want to pay
him. Yeah, and the fact that he just doesn't chime into the back line and create. If you listed the 1-16 fullbacks in the competition at the moment, he might be last.
And which is for the biggest winner, you know, for the real talent.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great.
Let me preface that by saying there's an abundance of fullbacks that are unbelievable in this competition. But yeah, look, I think he's more of a centre or a winger, but that's not the money he wants. So yeah, he'll probably persevere at fullback.
All right,
and probably get me on the match this Thursday.
Throwing cutout passes, he'll have a couple of tries.
Get that into your Gaia.
Right, we move to Friday, 6 o'clock. Knights Sharks. We're calling this game right here on Triple M. The Knights. I mean, off the loss to the Titans last week, they do get Bradman Best back into the side, which is huge. Jacob Saifidi also returns, and so does Kurt Mann from concussion. The Sharks, the week they've had, I said it the other day on the show, MG, I think the Knights will be morals for this game. No Wade Graham, no Josh Dugan, and no John Morris.
Yeah, interim teams usually get up for that week. I can't see it happening for the Sharkies. I think Bradman Best is a massive inclusion. His tussle against Jesse Ramien should be fantastic to watch. Yeah, and you mentioned Blake Green, Kurt Mann in the halves. It looks a little bit more settled than it was going to be without Kurt Mann.
And I think Connor Watson at lock, where he's been really good this year.
Yeah, he's been energetic. And that's, you know, Ponga back from a 1 week in his legs against who they play last week. It was the
Gold Coast Titans.
So, yeah, he'd be better for the run. I like watching William Kennedy play. Can't wait to see him play in this game, but I think there's nothing but Newcastle Knights victory in this one.
Again, the Sharks, there's plenty of talent there, and, you know, Matt Moylan's finally putting together a string of games in really good form, but without Wade Graham is the concern for mine, the leadership that they'll need on the weekend. And best of luck to Josh Hannay. I hope he goes well.
And Dugan's a very big body to have in the centres as well, and they've got Connor Tracy, who is probably more suited to the halves.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's get along to the second Friday night
game.
Could be game of the season. I mean, the Storm were already involved in game of the year thus far in that 2-point narrow loss to your Panthers.
Yeah.
But this could match it, MG.
Well, they just look good, don't they? Both teams. You just can't count them out. Last week against the Sharkies, the Roosters look gone. In steps a young prodigy in Sam Walker and gets his team out of the mire with two magnificent long passes, a solo try. And on the other hand, Ryan Pappenhausen, I can't remember a fullback being in such a rich vein of form, besides probably the guy he's playing against, Tedesco. So, Yeah, I know these guys don't touch each other on the field, but I think we spoke about it yesterday in our live stream that we'd love to see one of them come up to each other and try and step around each other at you know, the last man of the defence. Yeah. So, look, I think I'm leaning towards a Storm victory just for the mere fact that it's on their home deck.
Yep. Yep. Even, we're just getting back to that fullback, not even if it's a line break, but even if it's an early kick in a set and we get to see a foot race between the two of them, just some sort of one-on-one.
I think in a foot race, Pappenhausen's got him in a foot race.
Well,
I think Teddy's wiser through the years, and he's playing like a man possessed at the moment with his up the middle charges, and they both are.
I agree with you. Pappenhausen's got the higher top end speed, but write off James Tedesco in any sort of competitive scenario at your peril.
Yeah.
Ben Marski, it was cleared at the tribunal on Tuesday night, so he will line up in the number 9 for the Roosters, which is good news.
Yeah, about time they got some good news as far as their number 9s go, because they've had a wretched run with them. So yeah, well done to
And the bloke that I know you're a big fan of, MG, comes back onto the bench there, Lindsay Collins.
Yes,
which is going to be so important when you look at the Storm pack that they're going up against.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Lindsay start this game.
Okay, a little bit of a late shift potentially. You're going with the Storm though, right?
Yes, in a tight one.
Seagulls, Titans, I mean, not pencil it in. Gold Coast Titans, probably, 12-18 point win, you'd think?
Yeah, look, that number one, I look at number one for Manly and it's Tom Trebojevic.
Ah,
and I think, ooh.
What about him?
Against AJ Brimson. Another beautiful fullback role. Fullback duel. Yeah, look, it's Manly, they bounced back last week and they had their first win at a perfect time because they welcomed back their best player.
Yeah. Game in Mudgee as well, by the way.
Yeah, and that suits the Titans, I think. I think if Manly were at Lotto Land, I would have backed them. But the fact that this game is out at Mudgee, which is no home game for any of the two teams, I think, in fact, they might even get more fans watching Tino Fasua, Malawi and Fifita. I'm out at Mudgee, so leaning towards a Titans victory, something like 20 points to 14.
Tom Trebojevic is the big in at fullback. Kate Cust also coming onto the bench, which adds a bit of class to that Manly outfit. No changes for the Gold Coast Titans, but you're tipping the Gold Coast. That's smart, MG. I like it. Right, Rabbitohs, West Tigers. Rabbitohs, just, you talk about teams along with Penrith that are just purring. West Tigers, on the other hand, BJ Leilua, out with a concussion, and Little was the only high-profile
dropped
from last weekend at hooker. So Jacob Little out of the side, and Jake Simpkin will start at hooker.
Welcome to first grade, Jake Simpkin. Well done, son. We've had a few debutants this year in first grade, and they've all held themselves beautifully, and I hope young Jake does just the same. So
good luck to him.
Good luck on your making dreams come true. But I think what Maguire has done with the Tigers is basically said to that team of 17, all but Jacob Little, who I think's been made the scapegoat. Last chance. Last chance. Because I don't care if I've got to play with a New South Wales Cup team or a Jersey Flag team. I want 17 guys in my squad who are on the same wavelength as me.
Yep.
And if I'm saying something to you and you're not delivering it out in the field, if you can't have any emotion in your game, like last Sunday when we had so much to play for, the occasion, like Hart Oval, if it doesn't mean anything to you, don't play. Don't play. And look, I think he's picked a good team to do it against, the Rabbitohs. They're on fire.
You also get the sense, MG, that it'd be almost negligent if Madge Maguire and the Tigers power brokers and the people in charge aren't seriously looking to 2022, 2023 and looking at the high-profile, higher paid players in this West Tigers outfit who are currently in this 17 and saying, righto, let's start doing the math. Let's start figuring out where we can create salary cap to bring in quality to support some of these young kids that we are finding, like Dane Laurie at fullback, like Stefano Yatoikamanu, Sean Bloor and the likes.
Yeah, you're right. And them two guys, Laurie and Stefano, have probably been the highlight of their season thus far. You throw in Tommy Talau, who's just a kid as well, but the, you know, guys like James Roberts and Nofaluma and, you know, Brooks and it's been...
Well, Moses Emba is one that's already come out and said, I'm going to explore the market, and the club have given him permission. I imagine they might give other players permission, that same permission as well.
I think that would be negligent not to.
Just quickly on the Bunnies, MG, I've just jumped ahead in the schedule. Round 11. It's in Dubbo. The Bunnies taking on the Panthers.
Yeah, Panthers. Whose home game? Panthers.
It's Rabbitohs' home game. at Apex Oval in Dubbo, Sunday, 23rd of May, round 11. What an amazing game of football.
What an amazing
to take
coup.
To the bush.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's so good. That's so good for the game because our bush footy is dying. It's dying a slow death. And for this little injection in the arm in round 11, that'd be fantastic.
I'm just having a quick Google. Capacity of Apex Oval is, it can't be right. It says it's 1,300. They're going to want to build a new grandstand.
You want a bigger house.
Going to want to build a bigger grandstand. Because no, that will be an absolute crackerjack. You reckon that might be top of the table clash by the time we get to round 11. Let's keep rattling through. We're just at round 6. We're on Saturday night where we'll see the Canberra Raiders taking on the Parramatta Eels. Both teams looking to hit back, MJ.
Yeah, they are. And it's kind of hard to be thinking about these two teams both coming off a loss because they are two of the heavyweights in the competition. Raiders, they started okay against the Panthers. Jack Whiten scored a try, and we thought, ooh, okay, Whiten's on fire tonight. But then they lost Klokstad.
Yeah.
That was a massive loss. And we see Caleb Aikens taking his spot this week, as you just said. So, look, this is – because it's a GIO stadium, I'm leaning towards the Raiders. But Madison is back. Nathan Brown continues to try and impress for an extension on his contract, which is –
And he's been playing better.
He's been playing great.
It's amazing what happens when apparently you take a contract off the table.
He's a great player. Like, he's a player that I'd love in my team.
He had a quiet maybe first two rounds of the season.
Yeah, and that sometimes plays a part when you're dealing with your future. Sometimes you say to yourself, and I think he's come to the thinking of, you know what, I can't control anything anymore. The only thing I can control is what's on the field.
Yeah.
I'll leave that to my manager.
You've got to stop thinking and just start doing.
And so, look, mouth-watering contest, 7:30 Saturday night. I'll be here watching this right on my lounge with my slippers.
You going with the Raiders?
I'm going with the Raiders.
Will Smith, by the way, replacing Dylan Brown, who's out suspended for a crusher tackle at 5'8". Just a quick update. Apex Oval in Dubbo actually holds 12,000.
Awesome.
I still don't think that'll be enough. Yeah. I think if you've got Bunnies and Panthers, top two,
going
I think that'll be
are.
An
yeah.
absolute sellout. So, very nice. Right, so you like Raiders over the Eels in what will be a cracking game of football on Saturday night. Two games to get through for round 6. Dragons, Warriors, the Dragons, it's all coming up. Dragons, won't they name the same 17? Josh Maguire named amongst the reserves, but probably doesn't get on the park this week. The newly arrived former Cowboy. For the Warriors, the wheels have just started. There's a bit of a wobble at the moment off the back of that 1-point loss to Manly last week.
They're building something very special at St. George under Griffin. In the last 2 weeks, they've got Billy Burns and Josh Maguire to bolster their... Billy Burns was a regular in the Penrith 17 last year on that run of 17 in a row. And Maguire's an Origin and Australian representative. They can't make the 17. So, talk about playing for your spot. Fui Maiono at lock forward's been fantastic for the Dragons. Usually a centre. Tarek Sims and Josh Kerr, they've been awesome. Blake Laurie and Vaughan and McCulloch up front. They're almost the form forward pack of the competition. Up against a Warriors forward pack that's been decimated. It's been rocked by the fact that their best and marquee front rower, Adam Fanua Blake, was probably going to miss the rest of the season. So that's bad news for Brownie and his troops, but they'll still fight a good fight. But I think the Dragons will be too tough at home at Jubilee Stadium on Sunday.
2018, I think it was Freddie's first year in charge of that State of Origin New South Wales side. The forward pack for the Blues was the Dragons. It was Vaughan, it was Frizzell, it was at the time DeBellin. And you get the sense that Freddie all of a sudden will be having to look back down the highway again when he does come around to picking that first Blue squad, such is the form of those Dragons forwards you mentioned, and Sims. The other thing, I think, the other people that would be looking down the highway at this Dragons outfit would be Broncos fans.
Oh, yeah.
And going, so it's our old coach, it's our old halfback, it's our old hooker.
Four of our old players.
And now it's our old big enforcer.
Yeah.
And they're flying along and we're down the arse end of the table, supposedly with this great young forward pack, and we can't win a game of football.
Yep, all about attitude. It's all about attitude. And Griffin is so far the coach of the season. Without a doubt.
Righto, last game of the round. Cowboys, Bulldogs. Cowboys, a much-needed win last weekend, and they played well, especially in that first half, although they were allowed to play fairly well. But Todd Payton will love being back up in North Queensland with a win under his belt and a chance to double up here against the winless Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think you're right, Liam, and I think they will. I think that we saw some good signs from Val Holmes against the Tigers, that he's finally been comfortable in that fullback role. Scott Drinkwater was awesome. What a kicking display. Yeah. Chip kick for himself, a couple of chip kicks for tries. He was fantastic. So their forward pack was good as well. So they just had so much enthusiasm against the Tigers that Tigers were never in the game. And the Bulldogs have got to get on the front foot. The Bulldogs have got to do a Cowboys on the Cowboys. What the Cowboys did last week against the Tigers, that's what the Bulldogs have got to do against them this weekend, because no one expects them to win.
No.
So when you've got no pressure on you, go out and do your best.
Not helped by the injury to their skipper, Josh Jackson. But Jason Taumalolo back in for the Cowboys as well. So everything points to a Cowboys win. And MG, you think that Todd Payton, if they can get another win, and all of a sudden they're 2-4.
Yeah.
And then
you've got Canberra at home, I think, maybe.
You also get the feeling that whatever negotiations are going on in the background as far as getting a half in for next year,
it's looking good.
You can see how this Cowboys side can start to get a bit of momentum up, and there's develop a bit of a feeling around a team where for the first four rounds of the season there was none.
Yep. Everybody who's having a bad season at the moment down the bottom of the comp, just keep thinking about St. George. Honestly.
Yeah, and you're right. About them. Cowboys do host Canberra at home next week. So
two bang, bang, back to back.
All right. There is your round 6 preview podcast. MG tipping the Panthers to beat the Broncos, the Knights to beat the Sharks, the Storm to beat the Roosters, Titans to beat the Seagulls, Rabbitohs to beat West Tigers, leaning towards the Raiders over the Eels, Dragons to beat Warriors, and the Cowboys to beat your Bulldogs. Hope you enjoyed the round preview. Happy tipping. Enjoy your weekend of footy.